fool around with those stocking stuffers. You know? It's just a shame because, hey, a sale's a sale. But they did not want to clutter up the look. You know? And when the regime changed, when Terry Lundgren left and Bertanski arrived, Terry Lundgren went back to Federated, and Bertanski had come from Bergdorf. Half of the merchandise left the floor. And we saw it change because they got rid of the $300 suits and they got rid of everything that was not high end. And it was a conscious decision. But as far as that, like Stanley Marcus talked about, the school teacher that needed something nice to wear and came to Neiman's and was able to get a dress that was a little pricey, but she could get her money's worth and really make it work for her. Of course, our culture is different now, but that story is no longer valid. I discovered that I was no longer a Neiman's customer. I'm a Dillard's customer. And it's not just price. It's like I don't wear that kind of thing. I don't wear those kinds of clothes. And it was sad to see. But everything changes, all those little novelty items, like the bale of cotton handkerchiefs or the dozen eggs, which were a dozen golf balls, in an egg carton, or the pills, like a beautiful green apothecary jar full of jelly beans with an RX label on it, take one a day, that kind of stuff. All those clever, whimsical things were all produced by Merle Cunningham and his daughter. Merle was the men's trimmer. He was in charge of the men's displays. And you trained with Merle if you were ever going to do anything in the men's department, and I did. And Merle always said, I would only take 15 pens with you on the sales floor because you're going to spill them. And be sure to be careful not to prick your finger with a pen because you'll bleed on the merchandise. And, stuff like that. But, oh my God, you listened to everything he said. And because you wanted your things to look as beautiful as his. But his daughter was mentally challenged, and he thought of ways to put her to work, and she could make all these amazing little things. And then he turned around and sold them to the company, and was able to, they were all his ideas, and they were the perfect kind of whimsical at the time. I'm trying to think of others, but that was, the bale of handkerchiefs, and let's see what else. But it was stuff like that that made you chuckle. But once again, that was the perfect thing to give your boss. It came from Neiman's, And I, like I said, our culture has changed, you say it may feel hokey now, but I don't think anybody is gonna poo-poo anything that comes from Neiman's. They may roll their eyes a little bit, but it's like, oh my God.